Hello, hello. We're on the air.
Hello. Welcome back.
Today is, look at that date. It says 11-1-2019. It's actually 11-8-2019.
You can change it.
Yeah. I have to change that. So anyway, Ashley and
Mr. Sippy
are back for our Free for All Friday.
Unrehearsed, unplanned, unthoughtful.
Just in the raw.
Raw.
So tonight, Mr. Sippy, what's on your mind?
Wondering what's in this jar of questions that we have that we're going to free. I don't want to say free base, but that we're going to
choose our topic
from and kind of freestyle the questions for today. So what's on my mind to kick it off? I was kind of wondering why we have to boil water when the water goes out.
Oh, because
like, does it happen immediately when something happens, or we have to wait a few? Is it still drinkable a few minutes afterwards?
Can you shower with it?
Can you shower with it?
Can you take a bubble bath with it?
I think you can do all those things that they just don't want you to drink it. So,
but won't the bubble bath get inside of you, the water?
Okay, that's a different show.
But just like, really, what the water?
How can the water get inside of you?
It can get inside of ears. Okay. It can get inside of eyes.
The wax will catch that up. Yeah, it can get inside your eyes. Yeah, that's true.
It can get inside of your nose if you wash your face, if you wash your mouth, you scrub your lips.
True. Okay.
Your private parts.
Okay. All right. So that was my, what's on my mind for today. What's on your mind today?
Me?
Yeah. Oh. We on a 2 year.
Yeah, that's true. What's on my mind? I don't know, I guess starting new beginnings, how do you do that? How do you just go at it, jump out and just leap without fear? You know? Yeah. That's on my mind.
It's probably the hardest thing to do.
Like those base jumpers.
Yeah. You know? Fearless.
But not get caught up in a light post.
Yeah.
Like those people, because that's not cool.
So living life, how to live life fearless.
Yeah, basically. You know, I'm going to click on a button. I don't know what's going to happen. Okay. What is that? Oh, look at that. That cheering. Okay. No, it's cheering noises.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well,
okay.
We can play around with that. Doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you can add some music there, too. Look at that. Okay. Yeah. So we'll play around with that. But anyway, okay. So back to our Free for All Friday. Today is 11-8-2019. And we are on Eastern Standard Time. So, who crossed the line today that you know personally or know of? We're going down our list.
Oh, this is a daily? That's a weekly?
Yeah.
I thought it was one.
No.
Who crossed the line?
Yeah, that you know of.
That I know of today? Today, no one really crossed the line that I know of. Yeah, no one crossed the line today. Of course, something that probably in politics probably crossed the line, but that happens every day. So I leave that to the listeners to discover that. But no one crossed the line today in my path.
In your path?
Yeah.
Okay, so for me, who crossed the line that I know of, I would say people at my former place.
Your former place of employment?
Yeah.
They crossed the line
today?
They
crossed, well, not today, but this week. You know, when they're not truthful and then they drop a caseload on you and you're like, huh, what? You have just crossed the line. I'm not going to go into detail about that because that'll be like a whole discussion for a whole hour. And then we'll just.
So yeah, people who lie.
Which is, yes.
And not honorable to that word.
Yeah. In the workplace. It doesn't even have to be like that. Because those people. Wait, I have to pause this. Those people get this. Here we go. Is it? Oh my gosh. You don't want to do that again? Wait, one more time. One more time. Because mean people suck, right?
So
okay, so how are you unwinding?
Why did they get an awe?
What? I didn't say. What? Where's the awe? They didn't get, I think it. What's a boo?
That's not boo.
Yeah, that's boo. It says booing.
It sounded like somebody got hit. Like, oh.
No.
Okay.
That's booing.
Okay.
That's a boo. So, how do you unwind? How are you going to unwind today? Or tonight? How have you unwinded?
I unwinded with our boys. We went to chess, the little chess thing today.
And I just gave you a hand clap.
We went to chess, and the young lady that was
playing with this.
The chess club gave us a movie to watch. It was called Last Kings.
Uh-huh.
I forget, but it's with Cuba Gooding Jr. And I must say that it was a good family movie to watch, and to see how chess can imitate life, and how they both kind of go hand in hand,
mm-hmm.
Especially with the young kids and being involved in street drugs.
What's up, Pablo? Like
so,
okay. Pablo popped up. Okay.
So. It was a great movie. I highly recommend. I think it's called Last of the Kings.
Okay.
So it's a great movie. It's based out of Washington, D.C., of a young man out of Washington, D.C., Eugene Brown, I believe. And it's a good movie. I highly recommend it. Watch it with your kids. And maybe they'll pick up chess and learn how to strategize on a board and through life. Good movie.
You know, that sounds like one of those little prison movies that I used to watch with my students.
It's a good movie, though. It's a good.
It was called was it Brother Future?
Oh my god! It's from the 1990s.
I showed that to my class, and one of my students were like, "Hey, they showed us this in juvie." I was like,
"Brother Future." That movie, that after school special needs to be highly remade.
It was pretty good.
It's still good now, but I think it needs to be updated to what kids are doing this time frame. You know, there's more technology, there's more cell phones. Because on the movie, on the after school special, he had a beeper.
He had a beeper. He was selling stuff out of his trunk,
so,
his car.
I don't think people selling t-shirts out of their trunks anymore. Yeah. They kind of do it online now. So, but it still could be used as a learning tool.
Yeah.
So
it sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
So what did I do to unwind today?
Oh, thanks for asking yourself that question.
Yeah, so I'm asking myself. So like I'm trying to rebuild my website.
Okay.
Because it's not there anymore. But hey, it's under construction, guys. So don't worry. It'll be out soon. As soon as I figure it out. It feels like an album because you know it's taking time and work and all that stuff. So yeah. So yeah, and of course with my glass of wine, I don't have a problem. I just, you know, that's how I relax on a Friday.
Tiny wine. Tiny wine.
Is this tiny? Is this tiny?
Got that off a TV show. Don't worry about it.
Oh,
that's going over your head. You never watched it, so
it is
tiny wine.
By the time I finish with it, it'll be tiny.
Tiny wine slippers.
Okay, so here we go. So number four, we've done our little things. Now it's time to enter the jar. What is tonight's topic? Mr. Sippy, you do the honor. You dig deep. Dig deep. Stick those fingers in there. Pull it out. Uh-oh. He's got one. He's got one. He's got one.
I pick it. You read them.
Yeah. Let me see. Ooh. Is sex okay on the first date?
Yes. Especially if he pays for the dinner.
In the discussion, huh?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, it's okay if both parts are consenting adults. But it shouldn't be something that you expect to happen on the first day. If it's a date, you are basically getting to know each other. You're not going to fully know each other because you're still in that phase where you're not going to show your truth throughout that day on the first day. So, but if you just on a date and you know it's not probably not going to go anywhere, you fine with a one-night stand, maybe so. So, is it okay? Yes, if both sides are consenting.
So, would you think less of the young lady?
If this was 20 years ago, probably so.
Seriously?
If it was 20 years ago, yes. But
10 years ago.
10.
14 years ago.
No, you get what I'm saying? I know what you're saying. You gotta throw subliminal shots.
Yeah.
In today's society, people move a little bit more faster than they did 20 years ago.
Look, back in our parents' day.
Our days too.
Our parents were born in the 40s and the 50s. Okay.
Our age too, in the 80s and 90s. But I think in today's world, it happens so, I wouldn't say natural, but it happens a lot quicker now. And I don't think people really use it as a delicate thing. A lot of females don't respect their bodies enough to wait.
Oh, what?
I said it. I think a lot of females, I ain't gonna say a lot, I'm saying the younger ones. Maybe some of the younger ones don't respect their bodies enough to wait, because a lot of power now in today's world is given to the male. Far as courtship and, well, no, females are courting the guys more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in school, the guys had to court the girls. We had to dress nice, smell nice, keep our haircuts, pants up about around our waist, dress nice, you know, and we always kept pen and paper in our pockets. Now, a guy can come in with joggers on.
Joggers.
You know, some little Jordans.
Little sweatpants.
Yeah. That are tight. And some joggers on and some Jordans.
Like tight pants.
You know, and a little tight shirt with a Gucci belt showing, and the girls go crazy.
A fake Gucci belt.
It's not much effort is given anymore. You know, the tables have turned now. So let's go back to the question. Sex on the first day, yes. It's okay.
Okay. So but you're saying that the girls are giving themselves up. So you're talking about girls, like teens, not women.
Yeah.
Okay. So is it okay? I mean, why are the women always looked at wrong if they give it up on the first night? And why is a woman always say, oh, she gave it up? What about him? He gave it up. You know, like, women have feelings too. Like, we want to get it in too. You know, it's not all about the man.
No.
So I think it's.
So it's okay for a woman to go hunt down a guy?
We're not even saying hunting down. We said on the first date. So So if she's like, you know, even if she pays for everything, she's going to want something.
So if the girl gives it up on the first date, they both do it on the first date, do you think they would have a lasting relationship?
Yeah. It could happen. They could have a lasting.
It could happen.
Because
you don't sound too sure about
because
that.
Even if you wait, you wait, you wait, you wait, you wait. No, okay, we're not going to we're not going to do it the first date, so we'll maybe do it on the fifth or the sixth date.
That's too long.
And okay, let's say you do it, and then you get it, and it's like, oh, I waited for this.
What was that on the first date?
On the first date, at least you know what you're working with. I mean, it's just, you know, hey, you have those feelings. And I mean, you kind of know 10 minutes in what kind of, I guess, relationship you're going to have when you talk to the person, if you want to be around them or whatnot.
Most people,
yeah.
But guys have a different agenda.
Okay, so what's the guy's agenda?
Agenda, like, you come to the table and like, oh, yeah, I'm trying to get that. So I'm trying to hang in there until I get it.
And hang in there until you get it.
Yeah, even if you don't have a good conversation or whatever, the agenda is still trying to do something. Like, I'm not going to waste my time the whole night. But we're going to go have drinks or something. Somebody's going to get tipsy. If I get a kiss on the cheek, I'm good with that.
I see. And if alcohol is included within that, I mean.
That's why you ask for wine at the table.
Ask for wine.
Yep. And you get water.
What?
Yep.
So who asked for wine for the lady. Other? For the lady. So yeah. I'm going to ask for wine for the guy.
And you go to the bar. That's when you tell the bartender, I have a problem. Just send me water and a shot glass.
Wow. Wow. Okay. You chase it with the beer and spit it out in the empty beer bottle?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
You're doing some coyote ugly stuff.
I don't know what that is, man.
Yeah. So what do you guys think out there? Let us know. Is sex okay on the first date? I mean, I think it is. Yeah, because we are in a, like you said, now women, we are more empowered. And
you're speaking from like right now, though.
Yeah. NASA
would you have
now.
Done it 20 years ago.
Yeah, I would have done it 20 years ago. First I have done it 20 years ago. Well, wait a minute. How old was that 20 years ago?
No one knows. Oh. Your age is a myth.
You know, I'm proud of my age.
How old are you? Tell the world.
I am 42. So 20 years ago?
I was 220 years ago.
Oh, okay. Well, that's just not right. That's just not right. So anyway, yeah, you know, I was proud then and I'm proud now.
That is awesome.
I do it. I mean, why not? I mean, women are sexual creatures and just like men. You shouldn't have to hide it. You know, when I was at one of my residencies, we were watching this film and we're talking about,
for
counseling.
A film?
No, not a adult film.
Girls.
But anyway, this lady, she wanted a divorce from her husband and she wasn't satisfied sexually and everything. And back then, I think it was like taped in maybe the 60s or so. And they're trying to make her, well, she seemed like really uncomfortable talking about it or something like that. I'm like, you know, I mean, just because you're a woman doesn't mean you can't talk about your sexual feelings. No, that's how I feel. How many? What you have? Oh, Jesus. That's not good. I'll be holding me down.
Yeah. So we're going to pick another topic. We're moving on.
You want to do another?
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Sippy. So you want me to do the honors? No, you do it.
Well,
I like seeing you stick your fingers in the hole and pulling it out.
Everything so highly.
It's not. That's just how it is.
Oh, it's subliminal with you.
It's not. See, you're moving them around in there. Your first two.
I can't grip it.
There you go.
You use a pretty good paper. This is expensive.
Is it?
It feels like it. Well, you wrote a paragraph on this one. Huh?
Let's see.
That's a paragraph.
Oh.
Oh.
This one is for you. Oh. Is there a difference between West Coast women and Southern women?
Is there a difference between West Coast and Southern? Wow. That's a deep question. What about East Coast?
We're not talking about East Coast.
Oh, okay. So we're doing Southern. I'm going to say there is a difference between Southern women and West Coast women. I think because West Coast women are more free-spirited, more talkative, more outgoing, and a little bit more just, I guess, fun to be around. Southern women, from my experience, that I've come across, some keywords, some capitalized, bolded, and underlined, to be submissive.
I'm sorry. You said the S word.
What's some?
Submissive. Continue.
You don't think they are?
No. Continue.
I think they cook very well.
Southern women cook very well?
Yep, compared to East Coast. I mean, West Coast women. Cause
I know an older woman that's from the South. Does she cook very well?
An older woman from the South.
The one that gave birth to me?
Oh, but she's been in California, so she got detached from the South.
Oh, that's what it is.
So her roots have been washed and bleached. So
oh,
that doesn't count.
Okay.
I think Southern women are not new. I mean, not I want to say new. I would say they don't like outsiders. But there's all Southerners though. They don't like outsiders, meaning they don't like people from other places.
Really, Mississippi?
Yeah, I'm from Mississippi. Mississippi? Yeah. But I've been a West Coast boy for the past 13 years, so I know a little bit about the West. Yeah. West Side? I know a little bit about the West.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. So if I had to choose a young lady all over again, it'll probably be someone from the almost West Coast.
You mean almost?
Like somebody in the middle.
Midwest?
No.
Missouri?
Like Colorado. Utah.
Yeah. Utah.
New Mexico.
Oh, gee.
Amarillo, as far as I would go.
Texas?
Amarillo.
That's still Southern. That's Southwest.
It's in the middle. In the mountainous state, in the mountain Pacific time.
Okay. Time zone. So I'm going to flip that question. I'm going to flip it for me. Like, is there a difference between Southern women and West Coast women? What is there a difference between West Coast men and Southern men? But first, let me get on the women, because I can talk about that too, because I've been, you know, I've lived in both places, and I went to college in the South, being from the West Coast. I am from the West Coast Bay Area.
That's LA, right?
Bay.
LA?
NorCal. How many out there know what NorCal is?
Norcal.
No, okay. See, that's what, when you have Southern people.
Santa Rosa area. Like Santa Rosa.
Okay.
Sonoma, Napa.
That would be like more north, like
Valley
north.
Joe.
Oh, okay.
You talking about San Francisco, Oakland, Fremont.
I'm from the East Bay. East Bay.
Fremont is East.
East Bay.
Fremont, Union City.
Union City. Okay, so anyway, the difference, I would say, from my experience, West Coast women, we're more adventurous. We're more independent than some Southern women. You know, there are some Southern women that you know, hold their own and everything.
That's why I said song.
And but a lot that I have come in contact with, we are more independent and we speak up more. You know, so I think we kind of intimidate a lot of men from us women from the West Coast when we meet, like, you know, Southern men. They don't know what to do, what to think. And then it's like, what? Oh my gosh, you just did that? You said that?
Is that your imitation of a guy speaking?
Yeah, from the South.
You want it, sound like that?
You okay. Want you want to do what?
Okay.
Aren't you a lady? Like, you know, like, hey, ladies. But some of the guys,
they believe in the woman being feminine and just, you know, being kind of, I guess, sort of, I don't want to say dainty. Feel like
a Southern belle, yeah. Helpless.
Yeah.
Helpless.
Yeah. And so when you go up, you come across a lady that's like that, it's like you're not used to that. You know, it's out of the norm. And so, like, you want to do what? You like the women that I've been around, they don't do that. You know, so it's kind of like out of the norm, especially if you're not exposed to women that actually do the opposite of what you perceive them to be. So it's kind of weird. I'm quite sure the same thing would go for someone or a guy or female that's from the West Coast going to the South or vice versa, you know.
Well, yeah, but I also feel like a lot of Southern men are just, they're very conservative, even though they might talk a good game, like they'll do this and do that, but I think they're still conservative. Like I said, I feel like we, because I'm from the West Coast, are more adventurous. So, yeah, I mean, it's just like, you know, that's just how I see it. Now, that's how I feel about the women. Now, as far as the guys go, like, I think we're more, I think the guys are more free-spirited, just like the women. They're more accepting to, like, a woman wanting to have sex on the first date or, you know, just holding her own, being more independent. Like, that's welcome. Whereas, like, a lot of the Southern guys that I've come in contact with, it's like, what? You feel like, what? You want to do what? You know, this it's just kind of, like, looked down on. Like, you know, I'm not crazy or anything. I have those feelings. Like, you know, I'm very, very independent.
Yeah.
You know, and I think a lot of guys, some Southern men just can't handle it. It's very, very conservative. Deep down inside, they're conservative. I think that's what we run into.
Subliminal shots.
I'm not saying anything is subliminal, but I'm just saying, like, you know, that's how it is. A lot of men can't handle women that are free-spirited, that are independent, that hold their own, that make their own money. It kind of hurts their little egos. And I've found, you know, I've dated a my fair share of Southern men. And, you know, that's what I've run into, you know. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I understand. I understand completely.
You understand.
I got you.
So I'm going to finger this.
Oh, my God. That's what I'm talking about right there.
Oh. Why do spouses... cheat on their significant others or partners if they are or become terminally ill? Is that a downer?
Yeah.
Why do people cheat on their spouses if they are or they become terminally ill?
Who cheat? The person that's terminally ill?
No, the terminally ill person. No.
You get cheated
on? The person who has to take care of the terminally ill partner. Why would they cheat?
because they don't want their responsibility. They need an outlet.
They need an outlet.
They need an outlet.
So would you cheat on your spouse if they couldn't, you know, have sex anymore or be with you, or you would just stay by their side the whole time?
Yeah, I would.
That is a loyal person. Yeah.
What about you?
What about, yeah.
You don't sound too sure about that. That doesn't sound
too sure. Oh my gosh, I'm so thirsty right now.
Oh yeah, a sip of the wine is always a dead giveaway.
Oh.
That's when you know you're lying.
Yeah.
Take a sip. Go on to another question. Go skip that one. Okay. So I wouldn't cheat, but she would. So that's
the what had happened.
No, it's done. It's
what had happened was, it can be real stressful when your mate is,
it
you
is
know,
written in the book.
When your mate is like, you know, in pain or whatever, and you just find an outlet, and you know, say you go and you work out at the gym, and next thing you know, you're
in the bed with somebody else.
So. I mean, in the bed, you know, you're crying on their shoulder, and things just happen.
Shoulder cry leads to a booby rub.
Things just happen, and you know, you're at a really vulnerable space right then and there, and you know,
how do you get to that person's house?
This is all at the gym.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yeah, they're walking you out to your car.
Oh,
you know, next thing you know, you're in the parking lot, and you know, you just need someone to talk to because you're stressed. There's just a lot of stress going on, and you know what? Yeah, sometimes you know that happens.
Right there, just have to be the lucky one.
Yeah,
that gets it. Okay.
Yeah. You know, okay. That can happen. The stress, stress is horrible. Stress is a killer.
Yes, it is. All right.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Great discussion.
Oh, it did. You have 9, right? 9 to go. Okay. So let's do this. All right. Our next one is why do adolescent girls and women, which kind of ties into everything that we've been talking about, put up with men and boys that don't take care of their appearances? Remember back in the day, like you said earlier, how you had to look good. You had to make sure your haircuts were in order. You had on, you know, the proper clothing when you went to the mall. Well, we hung out at the mall. For those of you from the Bay Area, we hung out at Southland Mall in Hayward.
That's in Memphis, too.
No, not that dead place.
The Mall of Memphis used to be a lot. They had a skating rink on that side.
Okay. Awesome. Well, we had an ice skating rink.
Well, I just said it.
We did in the Bay Area in Hayward. I don't know about.
I just said we had a Mall of Memphis used to have an ice rink inside.
Okay. I don't know about
that. That'd be awesome.
And then there was, you know, if you were really good, if you begged hard enough, then you could go to the Richmond Hilltop Mall. And all these malls are like,
which is now a what?
Now. It's a Walmart.
Goodness gracious.
Yes, it's a Walmart now.
Won't he do it?
Wow. Oh my gosh. So yeah, but anyway, so we wanted to dress up to go and look nice, and the guys did the same thing, and they came with like a good game. You know, we'd even have competitions about who can get the most numbers. Phone numbers, of course.
Oh, such a little faster than
see, that's the Southern attitude right there. Because, you know, West Coast is free for all.
Such a little fast tail down somewhere.
That's Southern. That's Southern right there. We were independent women at a young age.
Live green socks with the shiny shoes.
Of course. Yeah. So, what? So you guys, overalls. You guys did the same thing, right?
Yeah, we did.
So what's going on today? Why are these young ladies just accepting whatever?
Times have changed. There's access to everything now at the palm of your hands.
That's why they accept guys that wear their pants hanging down.
That's what's in right now.
That's in.
I'm quite sure there are women out there that don't accept it. They like a guy that's in a nice suit or, you know, casual.
I love a man in a suit.
There are a lot of young ladies.
Not just any color suit. Like, I like a black suit. I like a navy blue suit. I don't know if I like a matlock colored suit.
If it's dark gray.
Dark gray? I don't like that shiny gangster mob kind of.
Well, nobody wears shiny suits.
But my dad has a shiny suit like that. My dad.
Your who?
My DAD. Yeah.
So,
yeah. I like those. I love a man in a suit.
You like to see guys and what's this stuff? White linens and stuff that the old men wear with the matching shirt and matching pants.
I don't like those outfits.
With the black sandals.
That's what Mr. Sippy wears.
With the sandals.
With the crusty. Why,
that's what you like.
That he likes those with the crusty
toes. You try to dress me like that one day. I'm like, no. The matching bowling shirt with the pants and the dress shoe sandals.
Okay,
like,
you know.
We're not doing that.
I mean, okay, so ladies.
I'll wear a fedora.
If you're trying to help your.
By having them dressed like your dad?
I mean, if that's the only man that you know, that's like your role model or whatever for a guy, it's like, okay, should I, how should I get him, help him get dressed? What should I do? Like, yeah,
that's not it.
What do you have? Oh, for it. So it's like, what should I do? So, you know, you take the ideas from the men that are in your life, whether it's your dad, your uncles and stuff. And, you know, it's like, this looks nice. What is it? The Charlie Sheen bowling shirt.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, they got your outfit like that. So, hey, I mean, stuff happens. So, whatever. But anyway, going back to the young ladies, like, young ladies, you don't have to put up with that. You don't have to try to show your skin for a guy to like you. You don't have to do that. You know, you have to make them work for your attention. Make them work hard. Make them pull up their pants for you. I mean, if they don't care enough to do that, then you should just walk away. That's how I feel. What do you think? Hello.
Agreed.
Yeah. I mean, have some standards because there are some.
If they're willing to respect you, they're willing to do things for you.
Ma'am.
And vice versa, not just a one-way street.
Yes, but I feel like the young ladies wouldn't act like that if some of the young men wouldn't like demand it or want to see it, because now a lot of the young women think that they have to show the skin and everything to be like the video vixens.
Well,
and,
you dress like that,
you know?
You dress for the people you want to attract. So if you dress like the video vixen, expect to attract those
types. That's what I'm saying, right? So. Studio is like, yeah, keep romance alive. Like, yeah. Like, you don't have to show the skin and things like that. Yeah.
There's a lot of hidden stuff too. Like, if like a woman can wear certain clothes and don't have to show anything and still be sexy with it.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about how she carries herself. You know, because sometimes even if she has a body and wearing clothes, it still could be, it could be sexy, but at the same time, it could be too sexy as to the point where it's a turn off.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Like for me, here's an example.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
This is one that I've had before.
Okay.
Like, I hate to see a woman smoking cigarettes. She can be fine as all outdoors, but I feel if I see her light up a cigarette, that's like a 100% turn off for me. I don't care how she looks. She can be Michelle Obama. She can be Jill Scott.
Ariana Grande.
If I see her with a cigarette, it's like a turn off for me. But take that same woman and have her like in a nice business suit and she got a cigar in her hand.
So she's a mob boss now.
But for me, it's totally different. It's sexy to me.
Oh my gosh.
A woman with a nice cigar?
Oh, he likes mob bosses.
Oh, my God. It's, like, you see the smoke coming off of her lips, and she wrapping them around a cigar.
Okay, I think he just went sexual on that part.
She got a nice little glass of cognac with her. I'm like, she's just sitting in the bar chilling with the thugs. Like,
so she's a boss. He likes bosses.
She ain't gonna be no boss. I'm just saying, but it's nice.
But a cigarette is low budget.
A cigarette is a little bit too much. Yeah,
one.
So, you know, I know it's a weird scenario, but hey, that's my thing. Both of them can kill you, but you know, so can car accidents. So.
Wow.
Choose the battles.
Okay. Okay, then. So can car accidents. Yeah. All right, guys. So that's been fun. Whoa. So we're going to have to wrap it up now because we have less than a minute. So we're going to do this like...
You can stay on.
Huh?
You can stay on. I have to go somewhere.
I know you have to go somewhere, but we're going over our time too. So... you can find us on social media.
You can find her on social media.
Yeah, me. Positive Enlightenment. Okay, Facebook, Positive Enlightenment. Tumblr, Positive Enlightenment. Instagram, see, I have it written big, so, you know, I can see it this time. Positive Enlightenment. And then Twitter, Positive Enlightenment. Okay. And so my email, so you guys shoot me some emails and let's talk about some things that you might want to talk about, like some topics, some different things. PositiveECS@gmail.com. Oh, really? Get out.
Sorry.
Say goodbye to Mississippi.
Bye, guys. Thank you for joining
He's walking away. And then I am currently working on my website, PositiveECS.com. It is there. But yeah, so I have to try to build this website, but it's coming along. Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to leave you right now. So we're going to record every Friday at 11 p.m. Remember that, mark it on your calendars. And we are on Eastern Standard Time, EST. And you guys, you know, you can call in, shoot us some messages, and we will acknowledge you. Like, I see Techno Agent and Dude of NW. So, yeah, you guys, you know, we're doing this every Friday, and we're just talking about different things, you know, because this is a free-for-all Friday, and we just want to talk about the week. How's it going? What happened? Who crossed the line? How do you try to unwind on a Friday to get your weekend started? And we'll probably start trying to do things on early Monday mornings too, to try to get our weeks going. So anyway, please stay tuned. I need to say my final thoughts, kind of like Jerry Springer, right? So my final thoughts are break the unbreakable, obtain the unobtainable. I can barely say that. That's what happens when you drink a lot of wine, right? And stop the unstoppable. Everybody, please be bold, push the limits, and don't let any man or woman stop you. Okay? So we are going to go now, and we're going over the time. And you guys, remember, 11 o'clock. You want to call in like around 11:05, that's cool. Let's have a discussion, let's chat. But Fridays are our free for all. You guys just tell us what's on your mind, okay? So we will talk to you later. Bye, see ya.